Okay, today's daf is Yevamos daf Tzadi Zayin, and towards the end of Perek HaIsha Rabba, remember the three prakim named HaIsha in Maseches Yevamos. That's why Isha doesn't have a separate name. HaIsha Rabba, that's the biggest one. That's what we're in right now. And then later on we'll get to the last two prakim, which are HaIsha Shalom and HaIsha Basra. But here the Gemara quotes a story of Talmidei Rabbi Yochanan quoting a halacha, and did not quote it in Rabbi Yochanan's name. Rabbi Yochanan got very upset about that, and he's makpid, and Rabbi Yochanan's friends go over to him on Tzadi Vav Mabeis, trying to appease him and say, "What's the problem? Don't get so angry." First they try, some friends try and say, anger is not a good thing. You see what happens if anger occurs. And then finally, Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi is the one that comforts him. Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi. Why? What did Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi do? He says to Rabbi Yochanan, "Kasher tziva Hashem es Moshe avdo, kein tziva Moshe es Yehoshua." Just like Hashem commanded Moshe, Moshe commanded Yoshua. V'chein asa Yoshua, lo ha'isir davar mikol asher tziva Hashem es Moshe. So too Yoshua did. He did not remove anything that he was commanded to by Moshe. So v'chiyah kol davar she'amar Yoshua, hu omar lahem kach amar li Moshe. Whenever Yoshua said something, did he every single sentence say, Moshe told me to do this, Moshe told me to do this, Moshe told me to do this? No, he didn't say that. But Eli Yeshua Yoshev Doresh Stam, Yeshua gave Shiurim, Yeshua taught the nation. Va'kol Yodim Shetarazo Shemoshu. He was obviously, everybody knew that he was the Talmud Muvak of Moshe Rabbeinu, and therefore his just teaching, everybody knows that it was coming off from Moshe Rabbeinu. He didn't even have to say it. So Rabbi Lazar Talmidcha, so too Rabbi Yochanan, your Talmud Rabbi Lazar, Yoshev Doresh Stam. He teaches, but everybody knows. Hakol yodin ki shalachahi. Everyone knows that it's from you, and therefore, what are you upset about? Amar lahem, and Rabbi Yochanan finally is appeased by that. On the bottom of Sadi Vavimaveis, Rabbi Mai yatam yodim lafayis kebenidi chaverenu. Why don't you know how to appease like Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi? You know, he's the one that, you know, it hit a chord. It hit a chord. And the Gemara continues and says, well, why was Rabbi Yochanan so upset in the first place? Why was he so makpid that his Talmidim would say his Torah in his name? Parenthetically, I think I've quoted in the past, the Chassam Sofer has a comment that Chassam Sofer used to tell his Talmidim, you can quote my Torah in your name, but don't quote your Torah in my name. Right, that's Chassam Sofer, that, you know, you want to take my Torah? Okay, he wasn't as makpid, I guess, as Rav Yochanan. But don't put your Torah in my name if I didn't say your Torah. Okay. Anyway, so Rabbi Yochanan says, so the Gemara asks, why was Rabbi Yochanan so makbid? So the Gemara says, because Amar Rav Yehuda Marav Madechsev, what does it mean? What did David HaMelech mean by saying, Agura ba'ohalacha olamim, I will live in your tents for worlds, olamim. V'chiev shalal adam lagur b'shnei olamim, could a person live in two different worlds? A person lives in one world. Ela Amar David l'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono shel olam, Yiratzon sheyomru davar shmu mipi ba'olam hazeh, I want people to say over Torah in my name in olam hazeh, because then I will be living in the next world also. Damar Rabbi Yochanan himself, Mishum Rabbi Shimon Bayachai, many statements are Rabbi Yochanan, the name of Shimon Bayachai, called Tamar Chacham, sheyomru davar shmu mipi ba'olam hazeh, sifsosav dovavos bekever. Any Tamar Chacham who has a Torah thought said in his name in this world, his lips move in the grave, meaning it continues. His life continues, but if Torah is said in his name. Well, let's talk about this topic, hashkafik halachvik topic, about saying things, saying Torah in people's names, saying Torah in the name of the one that you heard it from. Just first one or two ha'aras before we get into the general yisod. The Eitz Yosef here, right, one of the commentaries found in the Ein Yaakov, notes that maybe Rabbi Yochanan Bedavka is someone who is makbid, because we know the Gemara tells us elsewhere he lost his 10 sons. He lost 10 sons. Remember the Gemara at the beginning of Brachos, he used to walk around with either a bone or something relating to his 10th son to go comfort mourners. So maybe he didn't have any sons. He was makpid that at least his Talmidim would carry on his tradition. That's the fascinating comment of the Eitz Yosef. That's why the fear of Rabbi Yochanan also below bar. Kedam Rabbi Yochanan din garmar darisi erbir. V'chol mishenu maniach ben nikra meis. Kamo sh'amar chazal. L'chein ikpid l'meimar sh'maisi mishmei. Kedei sh'yusif sov domavos. Right, he's not going to have any children to say over the Torah. So Dafki wanted to make sure his Talmidim. Ach betzelam yisalach ishu ki ilu bala shmua omed lenegdo. Right, when you say something in somebody's name, it's as if the person is there. That's what the comment of the of the Eitz Yosef. That's why if you look also, the Marsha here in the Chidushei Basra, we have the regular Marsha on Yevamos, but right after that you have the Mahadura Basra of the Marsha. So says the Mahadura Basra, V'nire bazeh haya kavanas Yaakov. This was also Yaakov's comment of being upset. When Yaakov says that I'm going to go down, ki ered el b'ni avel she'olai, after he thinks Yosef had died, and he says, oyvei, now I'm going to go down to the grave. So why? Shekol ma'ashalamad Yaakov mishem ve'ever masarlo. Because, as Chazal tell us, Yaakov gave over special parts of Torah to Yosef HaTzadik. Right, remember the Rashi and the Unkelus in Parshas Vayeshev, all the Torah of Shem Ve'ever, he gave over. Yaakov Kamenetsky has a beautiful thought. We've quoted that in Parshas Shirim. What Dafka was the Torah of Shem Ve'ever, different Torah that he gave over to the rest of the Shvatim. Maybe it was Torah that relates to being a Jew in Galus, and Yaakov had some type of Ruach HaKodesh that Yosef was going to be a Jew in Galus, just like Yaakov needed that Torah when he was in the house of Lavan. So too that he gave over that Torah that he knew to Yosef, and now, because Yosef had died in his mind, and it was never going to be said over, so now Yaakov thinks I'm going to the grave. Because, you know, if Yosef would say it over, then he would never be going to the grave. Ibke nitztayer, kamoshin nitztayer David, ubike shiyomer shmua mipiv, va'amar achshav shenitraf Yosef min ha'olam. Now that Yosef has been taken, ibke lo yiyem ishiyomer dvar torah mishmi, va'erid al-bani lish'ol ka'avel sha'asur lo ladaber. Right, like an oven who doesn't say Torah. Midachsiv, asafam yateh, kach lo yus vasay midabros. My lips won't be saying over, because nobody will know this Torah that I gave over. Ubazem yushav, and that also explains why Shekabe binyamin lo amar avel sha'ola. Ela biyagon sha'ola. There was a different word used. By Yosef, it was ba'avel sha'ola, like an oven who can't talk. So too, he wouldn't be able to have the Torah said over. Yagon sha'ola is just in pain. V'zeo Yaakov sha'amar amusa hapam acharei ra'osi. Right, when he finds out that Yosef is alive, he's like, oh, now I'm not going to die. Right, I'm not going to die twice, I'm not going to die. Says Yaakov, api sifsosav no'os bekever kiluhu chai memela amar achshav sha'otcha chai imkein. There'll be somebody that says over the Shmua in my name, I'll only die this time in this world. Right, that's the Marsha's comment on Yosef. What it says in Megillah, the Sheshachol Yayin Yashan, he sends old wine. What is old wine? And he continues. But that is the Marsha's comment on Yosef. So the question is, though, relating to this whole discussion, the Marsha in the Marsha, not in the Madura Basra, discusses. So the Gemara says, why was Rabbi Yochanan so upset? What was he so upset for? So maybe he was upset for because there's a halacha. We know the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos and the Gemara elsewhere tells us, or the Mishnah says in the 48th Kinyan, the last Kinyan Torah is Ha'omer Davar B'Shem Amro. Ha'omer Davar B'Shem Amro, if somebody says something in the name of the person who we heard it, maybe Ge'ula La'olam. Right, he brings Geula to the world. So asks the Marshal, what the Gemara says, what was Rabbi Yochanan upset about? Maybe he was upset about this halacha. That he wasn't, they weren't, his Talmidim weren't following the halacha of Omer Davar B'Shem Amro. It says the Marshal, if that would be true, then why was only Rabbi Yochanan upset? The whole base matter should be upset. If they quote something anonymously, they should say, you're violating the din. So it must be there was something that Rabbi Yochanan specifically was upset about, because he was the only one that was upset. That's what it sounds like from the Gemara, and he quotes Ki Adibur Hu Koach Haneshama Al Yidei Klei Aguf V'Chol Dibur Meshubach Molid Koach Ruchani. Bidome Meshubach, some Kabbalistic idea about the Torah as being said in the name. What's this halacha about? About the Omer Davar B'Shem Amro. What is so crucial about saying over Torah in the name of the person that you heard it? And how serious is it? V'chelkas Yaakov, or Yaakov Reish, in Aruch Chaim Siman Nun Vav, from Switzerland, he discusses, you know, many times we quote Gemaras and we'll say, Chazal tell us. We know in the Gemara, we don't always quote the person my name, right? We don't always have such great memories, and we don't remember the Tan of the Amora that's talking. So is that a violation? Chazal, we say Chazal. So is that something that we should be more careful about, right? Or says the Chalkas Yaakov, is it just like a nice thing to do? Is it a din? Right? Is it lefnim mishuras adin? Right? Imzeh, this is Simin Memvav. Right? Imnogea zos gam. And what about, does it only apply to halacha? What about agada? Is it only something to do with halacha? Why would it be a difference? But he deals with a number of these questions. And he discusses the our Gemara. Kasha lachar yivam estaf sadi vav. Kol uvda derbi Yochanan. Right? Why was he so upset? Right? Because of this halacha. So why wasn't everybody upset then? Right? The Marsha's comment. So why wasn't everybody upset? So he says, "V'tzarach biur lachar mavur k'shein over the v'shem amro lo rak, you don't bring gula la'olam." Maybe it's a form of stealing, right? If I say this is the first idea. If I say something in Torah, then it's kind of like connected to me. And if somebody says it not in my name, it's kind of they're taking credit. They're not giving me the credit, and therefore it's a kind of stealing. So why shouldn't everybody have been upset? So he said it must be the Gemara Brachas Daf Yotes tells us that if you see a Talmud Chacham that violates a sin balayla. Al taharer acharav bayom devadei asa tshuva. He must have done tshuva, right? And therefore, you know, unless it has to do with money, and then he has to give the money back. But here, maybe Rav Amir and Rav Asi, you know, it must be that they Rav Lazar did tshuva, mistalek for asa tshuva, and that's why everybody else wasn't upset. Maybe Rav Yochanan knew that they hadn't asked him any forgiveness, and therefore he was still upset. Okay. But then he quotes the Panim Iros here in the same tshuva, and he says the Panim Iros in the Hakdamah to the Sefer says, but the whole idea of somebody stealing something from me, Hashem knows it's my Torah, so am I really like having something stolen from me? Right? Is that what I don't get the credit from the other people? But that's fake. That's kavod hameduma. That's not real kavod. Right? So why would what's this whole halacha? Hashem knows whose Torah it is. So he asks the Panim Iros. Halo klapi shmaya galya mi chidesh halachazos. Hashem knows who made up this new, who came up with this new chidesh. V'chi b'shvil sha'omer eino maskir b'shem mi yikapeach Hashem scharo haro'i lo shalo yusuf sofsav dobavos. What, the lips won't be talking in the grave because the person didn't say it in his name? Hashem knows. Hashem knows it was the person's Torah. So the lips will be talking in the grave even without it. So he deals with that question, and he says, well, maybe if the Talmidim heard it in the name of this rabbi, they'll take it more seriously and they'll repeat it and it'll continue for generations. If they just hear it, they think so-and-so is saying it, not so-and-so's Rebbe. You know, it wouldn't be as serious in terms of the Talmidim passing it on. Mishum kach, maybe that's why Yikmid Rabbi Yochanan. To lo amr mishmei, de shem alo yikabu al Talmidim malach hazu, vishtaka chadar al agamre, vilu haya omer mishmei, hayi Talmidim makabalim. Right, they would have been makabal more. Okay, then he continues. And then towards the end, he says, I don't think that saying chazal is something that takes away. Gam amina kushanu maskir mamar chazal, veino zocher, shem bala maimar, kfar yatsa bazeh, shemaske shamamar yotze mi makar ha'emes. Be Maimer Chazal. They're included in Chazal, and that itself is already giving them the kavod and giving the source as it's supposed to be. Move on me'elov kishazocher mi bala mamar hanachon laskir mi bala mamar. If you can say it, great. V'imlav far yosi chavaso shumamer Chazal. Mamer Chazal is good enough. So let's get again to the Yisod Hadavar. So what is this halacha about? So is it like was said before? Is it a type of stealing? Right? Somebody has a it's like a intangible property that someone has, right? Or the Ruach Chaim, the Nefesh HaChaim writes in Pirkei Avos at the end, well, maybe if you say his name on a practical level, it'll help answer kashas. Because sometimes you'll say a statement and they'll think, oh, it's against this and it's against that. And it's like, so if you know who said it, you're like, oh, it's L'shitaso. Oh, it's consistent with the Shita otherwise. Oh, it's against this one, but it's a machlokes. This is only so-and-so Shita. So on a practical level, the Reb Chaim Yivalashin says in his commentary, Reb Chaim, Ayidei kach misyashiv kamakushios, hamani Rebbe plonihi, upamim zeholek L'shitaso, vizel L'shitaso, ki adua. Okay, on a more practical level. But the Maharal in Pirkei Avos, at the end, has two or three ideas that are amazing. Where the Maharal says, first of all, again, the 48th Kinyan is Memches, Omer Dabar B'Shem Amro. So he says, number one, relating to the stealing idea, but he says, every Chiddush in Torah has a deep-seated connection to the one who said it. It's like their portion, right? We know, or we say, V'sein Chalkeinu B'Sor HaSecha. We all have a special portion in Torah. And therefore, if I don't give the credit, it's not even giving credit. If I don't connect that Torah to the source where it came from, it's kind of messing up the shalshelas hamasora. It's messing with the chain of tradition of where this Torah comes from. Mikol makom, so it's a deeper idea. Kol halachim yuchedes laomro. Every halacha, and maybe you'd be mechalik between halacha and agada, I'm not sure. He says halacha. Kol halacha miyuchedes laomro. Every halacha is miyuchad to the person who said it. In the footnotes here, by Hartman says, Eithal kol chacha v'chacham yeshna zika miyuchedes bein mahuso levein mashehu amar. His essence and what he said. Back to the Maharal. Lefichach, roi liyaches gam kol asaga batora el mi sheomer ashmua. Ki osa asaga ru'uye elav. Vim lo yasekach, harayu mishane batora masha sider l'kol echad. But it's not just a practical, you're stealing. There's a mosaic and framework and a flow chart as to all Torah in history, where it comes from and how it goes down the line. Right, so we're messing with that if we don't say it with in that way. Again, there's a separate discussion. You know, how far do we have to go? What if do we have to? Let's say three people said it. Rabbi A said it in the name of Rabbi B, in the name of Rabbi C, and I heard it. So do I have to say the whole line or just like the original source? According to this Maharal, maybe it's just the original source because it's about the one who came up with this chiddush, and that chiddush has a connection to the essence of that person. Rakish litlos b'chol davar ba'amro va'oz einu mishana b'torah kasher yitla kol davar torah b'misha omer oso. Right? That's, you have to connect it. You have to connect it to. Again, reminds me a little bit of the Maharal also says about nicknames. The Gemara is not fond of nicknames, giving nicknames, even if it's not negative. So again, the Maharal, I think, says because a name reflects the essence of the person. And therefore, when I give somebody a nickname, I am kind of taking away that ability for them to connect to their name. The Svarim, the Siyata Deshmaya, that parents have when they name a child. But again, this is the Maharal. And he uses a Lashon that quotes a Medrash. Shukomi Shemeshan el Divrei Belezer, el Divrei Yeshua, el Divrei Yeshua, el Divrei Belezer, kilu hechrev es ha'olam. Wow. It's as if you're destroying the world. Right, destroying the world. That's the lashon of the Sifri he quotes in Dvarim. Right over a lo sase lo tasig vo reacha. Are you violating lo tasig? Okay, so the Maharal also says shema lo yedakdek. This idea number two. If I don't quote it in somebody's name, maybe that'll reflect that. Just so I'm not mocking about who said it, I won't be so mocking about what the idea is. And if I'm quoting someone, that'll ensure that I will take more seriously what the content is as well. Okay, but then the Maharal has one other idea, and that is not just about the din, but about the second half of the statement. Maybe geula la'olam. What's the mida keneged mida? Why if Omer Dabar Shem Amro, do I bring geula la'olam? And why is Dafka the source Esther Amalka? Right, where the Gemara tells us that, and the Mishnah tells us, because Esther quoted Tachash Verosh B'Shem Mordechai. When Mordechai told her that Bigson and Seresh are trying to assassinate the king, Esther told Achashverosh, in the name of Mordechai, right, that's how the whole Mordechai story happened, and he was recorded in the book of Zichronos, and that's how the whole Geula happened. So what's the Mida Keneged Mida? Why is maybe Geula Olam, if I quoted B'Shem Amro? Says the Maharal, V'yesh Ladas, Ki Kasher HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mevi Geula. When Hashem wants to bring a redemption to the world, Hashem Yisbarach Rotze, Sheyedu Ki Hu Yisbarach Paul. He wants everybody to know that he brought the Geula. V'lo yomru lo Hashem Yisbarach Paul Kolzos. Rachach Masam V'otzem Yadam. He doesn't want people to think that it was just like it happened. Right? He wants people to recognize that it was him. V'lachein Timsa B'Gulas Mitzrayim. What did it say by Mitzrayim? V'yedu Shmi Hashem V'otzios HaMeretz Mitzrayim. And all the psukim. Ki Hashem Ma'arez Ein Kamoni B'chalarez. L'fichach. Therefore, if Esther didn't have this mida of maybe Geula La'olam, what did Esther do? She ascribed proper source for the idea. So that's someone who will ascribe proper source for Geula too. And therefore, that's why that's the type of person that Hashem wants to use for Geula. Someone who doesn't take the credit. Someone who gives the credit to who it should be given to, whether it's something that they're quoting or whether it's Geula. And in Mitzrayim, it wasn't as needed. But here in Purim, says the Maharal, it was going to be a geula b'derech hateva. Right? There wasn't going to be any miracle. So dafka here, we needed somebody who was going to be Omer Davar B'Shem Amro, who was going to ascribe. Right, what did Esther beg the Chachamim? Remember in Megillah Dav Zayin, Kisvuni L'Doros. Right, write me down. I need this. This isn't some story that happened. I know Shem Hashem is not in the Megillah, but this is a story that needs to be said over. So says the Maharal again. Imlo haisa Esther balas midazos litzlos hadavar b'misharoi litzlosam v'haisa chas v'shalom omeres liYisrael. She might have said to Yisrael, ani asiti b'rov chachmasi. I fasted. I got Achashverosh on my good side. It was all me. Kedei lehiskadelu lehispa'er lo haisa Esther re'uya shetavu agul al yada. Shashem Yisbarach rotze lo hodia hachesed v'atov shehu Yisbarach osim Yisrael. Once Esther did that, she could have made up the story of a loas to Zeh. She didn't do that to Achashveros. She said it was Mordechai. That's why she's most fitting. Hashem Yisbarach. And that's why Esther, the Pasuk is telling me, why was Esther Zochet to be the one to bring the Geula? And he says, Dafka Begula Zos Ramaz HaKasav, Dafka, it's by this Geula, where it is a Geula of a Derech HaTeva. But Geula of Mitzrayim was less needed. I mean, obviously, unless you're blind, right, even if somebody is blind, right, they're not going to miss the point of recognizing that it is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rabbi Tzio Solomon, one of his mamarim, just adds in, that's shot of the there's a medrash also by Moshe Rabbeinu. By Moshe Rabbeinu, it says, Moshe says, Ish Mitzri Silano Miad Aroim, right, by Yisrael. And an Egyptian man, right, the daughters of Yisrael say, an Egyptian man saved us from the shepherds. Right, so the Pashup shot is that they thought Moshe was an Egyptian, and therefore it's just Ish Mitzri. So the medrash says, no. They came to him and said, you know, thank you for saving us. And what did he say? Don't thank me. Thank the Mitzri that I killed. What do you mean? And says the mashal of a medrash, mashal that somebody is going near somebody got bitten by a snake, and therefore they have to go next to a river in order to wash off the wound. And when they get there, they see a baby drowning in the water, and they save the baby. And they say, the mother says, oh, thank you so much for saving my baby. He says, don't thank me, thank the snake. Because the only reason I'm here is because of the snake. It's not the snake. Moshe Rabbeinu says, don't thank me. I didn't run to Midian Stam. I ran because of the Mitzri. He also was an Omer Dover B'Shem Amru type of person, and that's why the Geula happened through Moshe Rabbeinu. So that's what Rabbi Tzio Solomon adds on to the Maharal about Esther. I don't think it's the Maharal himself. He adds that on to Moshe Rabbeinu itself. Okay, Rabbi Lau just notes in his commentary on Mishnah on Pirkei Avos, maybe Geula Olam ain't any little thing brings the Geula. Right, not Omer Dover B'Shem Amru. That little act of giving credit, that could maybe Geula L'Olam. We have to know every little act that we do is maybe Geula L'Olam. Okay, we'll stop here.